Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 9-0 win in Washington against the Redskins. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, I know you just went through a car wash, and I love the car wash. I love to drive through it, stay in the car, and watch the car get washed. And that's what the 49ers game kind of reminded me of, being in a car wash. I mean, these guys, they were like little kids out there playing in a game on a wet field, and the 49ers defense came through in the end. I mean, it wasn't going to be an offensive game. We knew that, and certainly the defense continues to be dominating for San Francisco.
Yeah, other than the first drive, they're really good.
And, right. What is it about that first drive, by the way? I don't know.
I don't know, but I was like, oh, my gosh, this is exactly what we don't need to have happen. but then when they missed the field goal, I was like, oh, that is such a killer. I mean, you go whatever they went, 70 yards, and don't get a field goal out of it, and then it was not necessarily first quarter, but the rest of the last three quarters were definitely our games.
But it did remind you of the Rams' first drive, where they just ran it right down the 49ers' throats.
Yeah, they did. I mean, Adrian Peterson coming out running all over the place, like, oh my goodness, we're kind of missing some assignments as far as contain, in the beginning, and but they figured it out and obviously got it done for another win, which is always fun, whether it's clean or dirty.
Yeah, well, who do you think has the advantage when it's so wet like that, offense or defense?
I actually think offense. Because you know where you're trying to go with the ball.
Right, you know where you're going to cut, yeah.
and especially the Niners, with their running game being so good, didn't have to rely on throwing the ball, although they didn't necessarily run the ball that well in the beginning. They got better as the game went on. And it's a tougher adjustment, even though I think he made the adjustment in the second half for Jimmy G, with that kind of flat-footed quick release of his, not the best release for a wet ball. Much better when the motion is a little more fluid through the quarterback's motion is a little more fluid through the whole thing.
Do you mean that he needs to throw more of a fastball? I mean, just step into it and throw a fastball in that
And what I thought he did adjust to, he slowed his motion down. I thought in the second half he used his body a little bit more, but he slowed his motion down a little bit and kind of tried to keep it continuous, one continuous motion. A little more air under the ball. Actually ended up making some nice throws in the second half.
He did, yeah, yeah. End of third quarter, fourth quarter. I mean, he was finding some people. He seems to have a knack for making the clutch pass at the right time and kind of, zipping one in there when he really needs to.
He does. And, that's obviously a good thing. I would say especially good when you have a running game like they have. And okay, maybe it didn't go so well on first and second down when you were trying to run the ball, and you're stuck in a third and seven plus, and you know, he makes a nice throw. And a couple of those were, you know, drop back throws, nice rhythm, stepped up in the pocket. The one, the Kittle, I can picture in my head late in the game.
Yeah, that was an important one. Yeah.
Crossing route. There was a nice one out to his left, I think on a maybe another crossing route, and then a very big play to Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, Bourne had a pretty good game.
Also late in the game.
Yeah.
Well, there again, to the rhythm of the quarterback's motion, the rhythm of, and I've talked about this with Kendrick, I think he's a good route runner. And they showed him a couple times in slow motion where, you know, he is a smooth route runner. So someone with good technique is going to be able to play better than the defender in those conditions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daryl Johnson mentioned it, nose over your toes, once during the game.
Yeah, I like that term. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Homer used to say, you know, playing on ice, you have to know how to keep your balance. And I think Kendrick did a very nice job on a couple routes that they highlighted.
I think a lot of people were sort of holding their breath a little bit when they saw Kittle make that cut. I think it was on a running play. And you had to sort of exhale because you thought maybe he's going to get hurt. You can get hurt easily when you can't plant your foot like that.
Yes, you know, his left foot slips on the plant foot, and tough cut in those conditions to go 90 degrees. And also, you know, laterally and then try and go horizontally, that's a tough ask. And his left foot slips and kind of catches his right toe, and you see that thing turn under. You're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Thank God it was mushy, and it didn't stick.
Speaking of Kittle, I think you're going to see this the rest of the season. You know, teams know so much about him now because of last year and what he did and breaking the record and everything. And he's surrounded by defenders. So, you know, for Jimmy G, he can't really just lock in on him. There were a couple times there where, you know, Kittle just, it was hard for him to get open. So is that really going to be incumbent upon the other receivers? I mean, he's going to have to find some of these other guys open.
No question. He needs to. And I think those other receivers, there's, as we talked about, you know, four of them for sure, maybe five, although Samuels didn't seem to play much on Sunday. If he did, I didn't notice.
No, I think he's banged up right now. He's still hurt from the week before, yeah.
Okay. But those guys are definitely stepping up, I think. All of them, you know, as a group. I think the one thing that may help Kittle in this time while Juszczyk is hurt is Kyle using him in different ways. You know, it's just more ways to move him around, line him up in different spots. You know, he lines him up as a fullback. You know, he can I think helping to add to the ways that they use them and the ways that they can get them the ball more.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit TPC.com and click on Special Offers for Tee Time Deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. You know, for Jimmy G, and he didn't have a great first half, as we were talking about, he always seems to have that one throw, Steve, that he just kind of tries to jam it in there and throws an interception, and then everybody's shaking their heads. Is that something you just have to accept as a coach, or you know, what do you think he could do about that?
Well, I hope that goes away as the team has more success, as the receiving core has more success as Jimmy, I think, becomes more comfortable with each and every one of them. You hope that he kind of grows out of that. And we talked about last week that, okay, this is a game plan play. I got to stick it in there because this has got to work. You know, this is coach's play kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not there. Run with it. Check it down. Whatever. Those plays that he's not most familiar with. You know, you've probably only run it maybe a handful of times, and it's still not processing properly, and you force things.
Well, he did run. He did run with it a few times, and I got to say that
nicely.
Yeah, he's not known nicely as a runner, but when he came out of the training camp and you wondered about his knee and everything, and in the preseason you just wondered, okay, is he going to be able to slip some tackles, you know, step up and run? And he showed it in this game in the rain and everything.
Yeah, he did. He did well, and you know, again, going head first, diving in the ground. You know, he was kind of stumbling, but even the stumble he probably got at least two more yards, maybe three out of it, going forward, you know, going head first.
Yeah, so that was valuable, definitely.
I thought he did a nice job yesterday. I mean, considering the conditions and, you know, not getting frustrated early on with trying to throw a ball, you know, and the worst is the ball's half wet, half dry, you know, so it one time sticks in your hand and one time slips out of your hand until they get almost all wet, all of them, and they become uniform. It can be maddening. there was one where he laughed about it. You could see it on the broadcast that it was a ball in the flat on a bootleg, had somebody wide open, and exactly probably what happened. It just, you know, it didn't come out of his hand like he was counting on it being slippery, and it sticks to your hand and it goes right in the ground. You're like, oh my God, that's just horrible.
Well, I wondered about that too. I mean, does some of it maybe factor in like where you grew up? Like if you grew up on the East Coast or in the Midwest region and you played a lot of football as a young kid, you know, but now you're not really practicing with a wet ball out here in the Bay Area. We haven't had any rain, you know?
No. For me personally, I would say it definitely made a difference. I was usually pretty good playing in inclement weather, and had played in it a lot in high school, and you know, just kind of had a feel for kind of sliding my thumb up on the ball a little bit and kind of palming it, so to speak, and you know, knowing that I needed to kind of anticipate a little bit more and try and slow the rhythm of the motion down a little bit.
To me, it looked like these guys were having so much fun, like they were kids. I mean, the defense especially, and at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, does it kind of take you back to that? I mean, if you're playing in those kind
absolutely.
Of, if you're a winning team. I mean, the Redskins aren't having so much fun.
took me back to Kristoff State Championship game when they won and they all came to the sideline and all went and threw their helmets down and then went and did exactly what Bosa did and, you know, laid out in the wet, in the soggy, wet fields.
That's your son, Kristoff, who played at what, Palo Alto High School?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
And it was a game just like, you know, just like yesterday's. It was rainy and, you know, a very sloppy field. And they went and ran and dove in the mud.
That's great. You know, and as well as this team is playing, and to be 6-0, I mean, nobody saw that coming. First time since 1990, but they're getting breaks too. I mean, think about you saw Mostert actually fumbled on that one, but they blew the whistle. I think it was the umpire wasn't ready yet. That would have been a turnover. That would have been a key turnover, and it goes the Niners' way right there. Things are really falling their way right now, right?
Yeah. That was really big. I mean, he definitely fumbled the ball, and that was third quarter.
I think it was a third quarter.
Maybe the beginning of the fourth.
It was a key spot.
That was very critical. And yes, that's that's one you're like, oh boy, thank God that went in our favor. And, you know, sometimes that's just, you get the breaks, and they're getting them right now. And, as Tom Moore used to say, that's, that's not luck, that's earned.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You earn luck by working hard and executing.
And now you get to a more difficult part of the schedule. And even though you're coming home, Carolina won't be easy, I think, because they're coming off a bye week. And I know it's not Cam Newton at quarterback. They're starting Kyle Allen. But Allen actually has done a nice job. I mean, he's been the quarterback against Arizona and Tampa Bay and did well against really good defenses. So I think the 49ers might have their hands full a little bit on Sunday.
I would agree, because I think Carolina's still a pretty good team. Cam didn't seem to be playing very well in the beginning of the year, and I think it was evident that he was hurting some of the balls he was throwing. And now you got a young guy who's playing efficiently. I couldn't tell you exactly what his stats are, but obviously he's playing just because they're winning. You know that he's, not turning the ball over, getting the ball to the people he needs to get it to, and allowing his teammates to make plays.
Well, it's going to be interesting because the 49ers defense right now is playing so well. I mean, nobody is getting any yardage against them. It doesn't matter what team. Now, you didn't expect Washington to be that difficult, especially in those conditions, but they're following up on what they did against Cleveland and the Rams. And, this is right with New England now as far as being one of the best defenses in the league. When you hold a team to 154 yards, Steve, and 10 first downs, I don't care about the rain. I mean, it's just this defense is legit right now.
Impressive. And the thing is they're keeping team offenses from, extending drives. I mean, so many three and outs or fourth downs that people have gone again, Adrian Peterson the Skins go for it on fourth down. They stop Peterson. Well executed defense. They're just getting off the field, which has been, I think, really impressive.
You know what's really cool too is when you see a guy that, I don't know, you don't really expect much out of some players sometimes. A guy like Julian Taylor, he made that play on that fourth down, like with one arm.
Impressive.
Yeah, one arm was being held back.
One tackle on his other arm was getting tweaked behind his back.
Yeah, and he's not a guy who's played that much in the NFL for the 49ers. He was a seventh-round pick. I was looking up. Seventh-round pick out of Temple, 6'5", 280. He was very impressive on that play.
He's been impressive when he's gotten time. If I remember correctly, he's a young man, like you said, from Temple that I think was projected to be a relatively high pick and then got hurt as a senior at Temple and fell, pretty far.
And then they found him,
And they got him. And, that defensive line is playing extremely well. Every one of them is contributing, which has been fun to see.
Absolutely. And he recovered that fumble that Quan Alexander really forced. And he is just everywhere.
Oh, he is everywhere. He's fun to watch.
I mean, that's the thing. When you have a linebacker like that, I mean, the differences from last year to this year, the line, as you just said, and then to have a linebacker like Quan who just is so motivated, it makes such a difference.
He can play sideline to sideline. Now, a couple times they took some wrong angles in the game. On a fast field might have been fine, and those happened early in the game. On a sloppy track, you kind of have to play a little more conservatively. But boy, man, he has really been fun to watch.
All right, so you got the Panthers Sunday, and Steve, it's hard to look at the 49ers and still say, oh yeah, this team's going to just cruise the rest of the way, because this schedule is getting much tougher. You got the Panthers. Yeah. You got the Cardinals are kind of dangerous. That's the next game. That's on a Thursday night, not much time in between. And with Murray at quarterback, he's a fun guy to take a look at dangerous. I think the rest of the schedule is going to be pretty tough.
It's not easy. I mean, it will not be easy. It's only going to get harder. the Packer game is going to be a premier Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah, after the way Rodgers played Sunday. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they put themselves in great position.
Mm-hmm.
You have to win. You have to win four more games, period. You know, if you can win six more games and be 12-4, you got a chance to win. You got a chance to win the West,
right?
You know,
and you're getting Staley back at some point. Juszczyk back.
Yeah, yeah. So bottom line is you have to win four more. And if you can win six more, you're in the driver's seat.
All right, so last thing here. Because
Not
going to get easier. Last thing here. A lot of people are talking about, you know, every week it seems like, you know, the quarterbacks always are under so much scrutiny. And with Jimmy G, it's interesting because he just keeps winning. What is he now, 12-2 as the Niners quarterback?
Something like that.
I think he's 12-2. Yeah. So, but, you know, maybe he's not playing great every down. He's not perfect. He's not Joe Montana. But he's doing a great job. He's winning games. Yeah. How do you look at it, Steve? I mean, it's just, to me, this guy's just a winner. I know we've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, he's a winner. I think you said something key earlier, and that was that when he has to make a throw for a third down on a third down, he's getting it done.
Yeah.
And that's not all he has to do, but that's one of the things that he has to do, but he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it, 40 times a game, let's say.
Yeah. He's not carrying the team.
I think that what it says is, one, he's got a good team around him. And I think the second thing is that, yes, he is a winner. He's I know everybody hates the thought, he's managing the game. He's getting people in the right places, distributing the ball. He's doing all the things that he needs to do to win. But I think the biggest thing is that it's just proving that the team around him is really good. Defense is terrific. We know that, but I think the offense is also very good and there's a lot of good players around him. And that's the formula, to win a lot of games.
Well, yeah, the formula that they have going right now, they just got to keep it going. Maybe we should just do the same thing every week. Whatever, you got to get this car wash now every Monday, I guess, because we did this podcast on a Monday this time. I found out you're doing the car wash. So, if they keep winning, if they go to 7-0, 8-0, you got to get the car wash every week.
All right. I think I can do that.
Sounds good. All right, Steve, we'll talk to you next week.
I'll stay in the car.
Yeah, stay in the car. It's so much fun. I love it. I love being in the car for that. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week. We'll be talking about the 49ers home game against the Carolina Panthers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.